This is Hot FM's Hamish and Tanya, the podcast.
Last night on Dancing with the Stars, Mark Holden's performance was exceptionally bizarre.
Yep.
It was very weird.
Dressed as a clown.
Mm. He sort of went on this weird, abusive rant. It was so awkward. It was so uncomfortable. If you saw it, you'll know exactly what we're talking about. If you haven't, please Google it because it's just odd.
Now, he went to the judges. They then, he went backstage. They gave their scores. He ended up with four. Not four from each judge, but four in total. So one from each judge. And when that was passed down, this happened.
I'm recording this show and I just want to make a quick note. Call Tanya Hurd tomorrow. Lawyer up.
That's lawyer all up. All right. Lawyer of course, not only a clown and a dancer, but a barista. Barrister as well there. Thankfully, there's no zero paddle, I think.
Yes, very awkward for one Eddie Bartholomew, who joins us right now. How are you?
Hashtag totes orcs.
So awkward.
Live television I have ever been a part of, and that's saying something, because yesterday on Sunrise interviewed a cat. Things are generally quite weird in my life, but yeah, that was totally strange. I've been going over it in my head whether I shouldn't have gone back to him. I should have just said, mate, I think Australia has had enough. But, you know, it is about them. I mean, it's their opportunity to talk, and I was just cringing inside and outside and everywhere.
I know. I mean, it was weird for us to watch. I can't imagine what it would have been like to have been a part of it. At the end, so you did your bit, which we just heard then. What happened next? Did Mark go away? Did he continue?
No, he just went away. he just kind of went backstage, and I guess they do sort of interviews after the dances, so I think they did that. And then he was just really quiet for the rest of the show.
So was he in some sort of weird clown character? Is that...
Maybe the kind of the mask and the paint just created a bit too much of a character, and he got a bit too involved. I don't know. It was quite bizarre. I thought it was actually very disrespectful to the show as well, and also to the other dancers who do take it so seriously. Mm. And unfortunately, April left last night, and I don't think she should have, to be entirely honest with you. And I just thought it was just so bizarre. I really hope he pulls his head in next week, or, you know, chooses to just eliminate himself, to be honest, this week, because I think that would make it much easier for everyone.
Now, we've heard that there have been some complaints overnight and people calling for him just to walk away from the show. So is that something that would definitely be a possibility?
I don't know, to be honest. It's quite a tight format that's kind of controlled by the BBC, I think. So you'd have to really check whether that's even doable, whether that's even possible. I don't know what will happen. I really don't know. I left last night not knowing. I still don't know. I personally believe that he should bow out. I think that would make it a lot easier for everyone involved.
Oh, absolutely.
Because God forbid we have another scene like that next week. Or we'll have to just gaffer tape his mouth.
Oh, you have to. It's all about the dancing anyway. He's so, like, overly theatrical. It's really difficult to watch. What did you...
Man, I think Dan did a fantastic job.
Yeah.
Well, both of you did.
Well, but... I didn't, you know, like, by the time he got to me, I think he said most of what he wanted to say, and he kind of, I don't know, was just deep breathing or whatever he was doing behind me. I just tried to trust him.
Yeah, no, you never want some old dude deep breathing behind you.
No, you don't, especially not wearing a clown suit. It was just disturbing in so many ways.
Well, he said he was going to lawyer up. Do you think that that's because he sort of realised what he'd done and gone, you know what, this is going to be bigger than what I had anticipated?
Well, I don't know. He is a barrister is what I was spit out there. Yeah, not a barista, a barrister. And, I don't know. I don't know.
He's going to...
The moment, whether he actually meant it, who knows. Whether he meant anything that he said, who knows. Like, you know... WTF. I don't know what happened.
Touché. Well, either way, Eddie, you dealt with it so well. It was so lovely to talk to you this morning. Thanks for filling us all in. It's just weird.
No worries. Well, maybe we can speak next Wednesday, hopefully with a brighter tale.
Yeah, a happier ending, so to speak.
Yeah.